This morning's sermon was titled Spiritual Realities and was delivered by Reverend Heidi Peterson.
Friends, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, Lord Jesus, be acceptable in your eyes. Because indeed, Lord God, you are our rock, our strength, and our Redeemer. And it is in you, Lord, that we put our trust. Amen. As a theme for today, considering it's Transfiguration Sunday, I want for us to consider spiritual realities, our own, but also within the context of our reading of this morning. I want to tell you the story of a little boy that reminds me of our homes, because I know 99% of your homes, that they're religious and that they are Christian homes. So can anybody tell me what we shout out to the children before supper? What do we say to the children? Wash your hands. Well done. You can get a chocolate afterwards, Jeff, because you've been good. So the dad says to this young boy, hurry up and wash your hands and come to the table so that we can pray and eat. As most children do, they grumble and they mutter as they walk towards the bathroom. So mum overhears the boy saying, germs and Jesus, germs and Jesus. That's all I hear around here. Germs and Jesus, and I cannot see either one of them. There are many things that we as the people of God struggle with because we cannot tangibly touch or see things around us. Yet your experience is very much the same as mine, and it's something that I've learned within our home, and I've learned it from the people that were even older than the people in my immediate circle. It is that particular heritage of trust and the faith on which our trust is built. You cannot see Jesus, but your reality and my spirituality is such strong realities that we believe that our parents say to us, you may not understand now, but I want for you to trust me. It's going to be okay. You get that experience? It's a spiritual reality that all of us experienced one time or the other. You cannot see the light of the sun, the rays of the sun, the reflections of the radiation that is transmitted from the microwave. You cannot see, but it's miraculous that when you place something in there for it to heat or to be defrosted, it does what it's supposed to do. How do you explain love? I'm very thankful that book, The Five Languages of Love, help us to understand that as much as you can't see love, there is a way in which you can place it in a particular box or a category. Quality time, affirmative words, giving of gifts, etc., etc., is how that you can understand and make sense of germs and Jesus. You cannot see it. Yet, it's real and it's powerful. Invisible, untouchable forces are all around us. Yet, many people refuse to believe in God because you cannot see Jesus. Many a time that I come alongside people in pastoral engagements, When you get the diagnosis that you have cancer and that you are terminal, and some doctors do say to you only have 2 months to live, I come alongside people in that spiritual reality where they ask of you, can a miracle still be performed? Can Jesus undergird me in this moment and just reassure me of his presence so I can understand that even though it is invisible and untouchable, that the presence of Jesus is real? the scripture lesson of today, we heard about Moses going up on a mountain and hearing God speak, and Jesus being transfigured in the presence of all those disciples to the indescribable peace and joy, leading them to pray and praising the Holy God. Your spiritual reality undergirds and indeed permeates our faith. It is said that a friend walked into Handel's room when he had just finished writing the last notes of the Hallelujah chorus. And you all know what a profound piece of music the Hallelujah chorus is. But he found the composers in tears. And the composer said to him in that particular moment that I did think as I finished this piece of paper that I saw all heaven before my eyes, and the great God is what I experienced myself. What did you and I say of that particular experience that Handel reported? Is he speaking metaphorically? Or do you and I believe in the spiritual reality when people in a particular context say to us, in that moment of hearing that I am dying, I did not fear because I trust that even in death, the same God that is the God of the living and the dead is still the God that will carry me. Hallelujah. Do not sell short your spiritual realities. However, friends, this morning the experience of Moses and the disciples challenge us to understand that there really are spiritual realities that exist. They defy our conventional wisdom. You know that things that you cannot explain. It also defies our scientific reasoning. Thank God that I've gotten to a place where I can say to you, the people of God, when you are in a difficulty, I do not hold the answer to your question. But what I do say is that I hold the one accountable who says to me, place your hand in mine, trust in me, I am your God. I'm able, I am almighty, I'm omnipresent, and I am trusting. And so, friends, I pray that as you and I consider the transfiguration as we consider it today, that you will wonder about not being on a mountaintop all the time, but also in a valley, that in all those experiences, it is the same God that remains with us. The test of our faith is not our experience of our knowledge of the invisible, untouchable realities, but whether you and I bear the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit which is love, which is peace, which is kindness. And so I pray that your spiritual reality, whatever it is that you are going through at this time, that it will undergird not only your faith, but the very world in which we live around us. Do you believe in the power of the Holy and the transforming Spirit? Do you believe that when we come again in a season of Lent, which I'm totally excited about, and I see you all on Wednesday, that God will in a new and a fresh way, through the powerful, invisible, untouchable force of the Holy Spirit, work in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits, that we will be changed to the glory of the risen God. Patricia, Geraldine, and Bronwyn Swartz will be going on a weekend after Ash Wednesday. They will go on their Emmaus retreat experience. I stand in a particular place which is a gift unto me, that I know that those three ladies, like all the others that have gone before, will be touched by the invisible, untouchable, yet powerful gift of the Holy Spirit. And I invite you all to stand in agreement with me as we commit them into the care of God. So, friends, may the ordinary things of your day, the ordinary things of your life, be touched in a way that will lead you to think about the invisible, untouchable forces that are infiltrating and permeating your spiritual reality. In the name of God, for whom all things are possible, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This podcast was brought to you by the St. Barnabas United Congregational Church.